Welcome to Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tony Connolly, and one of my favorite guests is with us today. Nicole Noel Williams is president and CEO of the Capital Region Airport Authority. And Nicole's a pretty upbeat person who's all around the state, if not all around the world, and travels such a big deal in the news. I wanted to catch up with Nicole. How are you, Nicole? What's new?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you. Lots of great stuff going on.
Well, let's dive right into it. Capital Region Airport and Mason Jewell Fuel Services, those are both places that you oversee.
Yep.
What's new?
Yeah. So, you know, the Airport Authority, we actually own and operate two airports. A lot of folks aren't aware that we, outside of the Lansing Airport, as folks all know, it's the Capital Region International Airport. We also own and operate Mason Jewett General Aviation Airport. So when we think down in Mason, you know, there's a lot of great things going on, but Lansing Community College has an aviation mechanics degree program down there. It's a program that's been in place for over 65 years. It is a feeder for Delta Airlines. I've just had a meeting with folks down at LCC and being able to take some of our legislative folks down to get a better understanding of this gem that we have in our backyard with Lansing Community College. And the last graduating group of students, right around 100 are attending this program on an annual basis with a two-year program. It swaps out. But six of those students were hired by Delta Airlines. So a great feeder for Delta that occurred back in 2016, that relationship with Delta Airlines. But, you know, I've had some good discussions also with another Tony who runs Aerospace Manufacturing Association here in the state of Michigan. And the state, it runs anywhere between being the second to the ninth ranked state in the United States with the amount of companies that are connected to aerospace manufacturing. So when we think of this program that Lansing Community College offers, it's not just, you know, being hired by an airline. You're looking at all these other manufacturers that could benefit and use the talents of this being brought out of that program at LCC. So if anything, our goal is to help support their efforts and growth. And of course, general aviation, hobbyists, a lot of great stuff down at Mason. But back here at the Lansing Airport, it goes back to four key priorities that we have when I came on board about 2.5 years ago. And that was going back to how do we retain and expand both domestic and international passenger service? How do we help support the growth of cargo development, as well as land development, and overall supporting corporate and general aviation? And we've been able to take steps here at the Lansing Airport to really hone in on each one of those areas.
Nicole, you had invited me to a special event that happened this past Tuesday. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend, and I'm not going to brag that I was in 80-degree weather in Madeira Beach, Florida
Cruel. You're cruel.
But something cool and new is happening at the airport. Tell us about this event.
Yeah. So when we talk about priorities, I mean, one of those key things is allowing folks, travelers within this region to be able to get on an airplane right from here to get to destinations they need and want to go to. So think of, we've got Breeze Airways. So a startup carrier that started back in 2021, right around the same time as Avelo started. And a lot of folks have had the opportunity to use the Avelo service, but they announced service to begin out of the Lansing Airport. October 2nd was service to Orlando International, as well as to Fort Myers. Fort Myers is one of those markets that many in the state of Michigan have continued to push and push and push, wanting service. We have it now. So I need folks to go to flybreeze.com and get yourself booked on this great nonstop low-cost carrier service between Lansing into a couple Florida destinations. They did provide a little bit of a teaser that there could be some opportunities to other destinations down the road. So let's support this and we could see some growth.
And that's great to see, Nicole. It seems like so many small carriers are discontinuing some of their flights, some of the bigger ones too. How's that part of your business?
Yeah, all of that is tied into how do we support our legacy carriers, continue to get them the planes filled and look at additional opportunities for destinations, get people connected to hubs and then beyond. And then also continuing to look at these key markets that we have that need for a point-to-point type destination. And really, this Breeze service has got multiple cabin type aircraft. So you've got first class options, you've got kind of a business class option, and then economy seat options. So there's multiple options that are there and available. So any way that we can kind of support the industry and get the word out, this is what we want to do.
Nicole, there's been a lot of news about airlines really starting to limit carry-on items and charging for carry-on items. Talk a little bit about what you can with that story.
Yeah, you know, you've got a lot of travelers that have gotten into this habit of maybe overpacking, maybe adding additional bags and carry-ons, and all the airlines are creating more restrictions of that. Think of the weight and balance of an aircraft, and it's important to make sure if an airline's justifying a weight of a bag on an aircraft versus a weight of a bag that's checked in underneath the aircraft, they rightfully so are taking steps to make sure everything's accounted and documented. And so take the steps, check the luggage if you've got an excessive amount of stuff instead of trying to carry everything on the airplane, and making sure you allow room for other travelers to have space for their carry-on item.
We're talking with Nicole Noel Williams, who's the president and CEO of the Capital Region Airport Authority. When we come back, we're going to talk to Nicole about why fly in Lansing. I mean, you hear people talk about it. It's cheaper and quicker to go to Flint or Grand Rapids or Detroit. We'll let her attack that question next here on Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
When you fly Lansing, you are just one stop away from over 500 amazing global destinations. The Capital Region International Airport, your gateway to the world. Visit flylansing.com for more information.
This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tony Connolly. We're talking with President and CEO of the Capital Region Airport Authority, Nicole Noel Williams. And Nicole, when I'm talking to advertisers about supporting my podcasts, I have to give them added value. They want to know there's all of these other podcasts that are bigger, that have a bigger audience. What do I have to offer with my podcast? I ask you that question because I know you get it a lot. Folks say they go to Flint, they fly out of Grand Rapids or Detroit because it's cheaper, because they have more connections. Why should people fly Lansing?
Well, it all goes back to using the services that we have here will help expand and create opportunities for other destinations, markets, and frequencies. Think of any small business, right? If we're turning around and we're buying the coffee at the local shop and we're picking up pastries at the local bakery, they're going to expand, add more services, potentially other destinations or other locations, right? It's the same type of mentality for an airline. An airline can turn around and pick up that aircraft and fly that to another destination to provide service if our community and region doesn't support it. So one is the overall economic need and the benefit of supporting our services, but it's also just the ease and the convenience of using the airport here in Lansing. You're parking steps away from the terminal, you're walking inside, getting checked in, going through TSA, and traditionally the feedback and response that we're getting is, wow, what a warm and welcoming TSA. That whole dynamics of that level of customer service is extremely important, but being able to fly in and out of here without the drive, without the additional cost for parking, without the other hassles. And that's what we're asking folks to take a step back and making sure that they're looking at the bigger picture of the overall expense for a trip. If you are driving down to a neighboring airport that's a hub, you're going to pay those higher costs for parking. You're going to have that time on the road, and making sure you look at the overall big picture of the expense for flying in and out. Now, I have been back as the president CEO for over 2.5 years, and it's really been a priority that we do a comparison to what rates are available at my neighboring airports when I need to leave for a business trip or a conference. And we traditionally are very competitive to the point where even times we're less expensive than other options. It's not going to be the case, but what we're asking folks is check Lansing first.
And you got to take into account, Nicole, that traffic, the parking, the time factor. It's kind of like folks are still driving to Detroit. God bless them. But that time you're flying, I'm out on a beach.
That's exactly right. You know, we're just wrapping up our international season, which will get announced for next year soon. But that's nonstops to Cancun, Punta Cana, Montego Bay. I mean, when you can get on a plane out of Lansing. You fly nonstop to Cancun during the peak season that folks want to get away from traditionally our snow and cold. We've got that available right here out of Lansing. So even in the future, start thinking about next year's winter plans.
Nicole, what are you hearing about people flying internationally, whether it's the Canada or across the border at the southern border? There's a lot of concerns about security and about safety. And can we get in and out, especially to Mexico?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
Personally, I've had the opportunity throughout this past year to fly into Mexico, fly into South America, and it's easy in and out. It is. Take your time, make sure you're prepared, make sure you have plans on what's next in step of, but if you're taking one of these vacation trips, you're getting out of the plane, getting out of the airport, you're hopping in planned transportation that's taking you to your resort, and many of them are all-inclusive properties that you're able to enjoy and take everything in within that resort. Now, if you leave the resort and go to a downtown city and enjoy kind of the local food, music, all of that, think of it the same way as if you're maybe going down to Detroit, right? You're not going to be strolling around at 2 a.m. in downtown Detroit necessarily and thinking everything's going to be smoother, or there could be, you know, any safety concerns if there's a limited amount of people. And I think that's in every major city, right? Think of that when you're traveling and making sure that you're thinking about your experiences logically and being aware of your surroundings and use the benefits of some of these resorts that we've been able to provide these nonstop services to.
Nicole, we hear about the challenges at the southern border and the northern border, especially over in the eastern part of the country. We don't hear that about Detroit or about Lansing. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think, you know, a combination of things. You look politically, depending on where you stand at the southern border, obviously, we need to limit the amount of access that seems to be available there for folks to come in and out. Of course, Detroit and Lansing, it's not necessarily in our backyard, right? And we've got, you know, you think of the Canadian border and access into the United States, it's a lot more controlled than maybe what we have in our southern border. But it's important that folks that want to have access to our country go through it in a legal fashion to receive access.
Nicole, you talked a little bit about the LCC program in training mechanics for airlines. How many jobs are out there when it comes to that? And do we need more mechanics? Do we need more airline pilots? Do we need air traffic controllers? And, you know, talk about that.
Yeah, it's been exciting coming back and having discussions with our educational leaders throughout the region. We've got a lot of great partners that have come to the table. So, for example, Sean over at Eaton Risa, he's the superintendent for Eaton Risa, has actually been able to establish an aviation career institute that's held here at the Lansing Airport. So juniors and seniors in high school. Again, juniors and seniors in high school that might be interested in aviation, come to the Lansing Airport and be introduced to aviation careers. This is for kids in Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton County public schools. Anyone interested that's in that age group can come here and learn more about what does it mean to be an air traffic controller? What are the opportunities for careers in TSA, to be a flight attendant, to be a mechanic, to be a pilot? There's actually two simulators that we have here at the airport as well. So the students are being introduced into a field that there is a high demand and need for pilots in our industry. And, you know, when I came back and we start talking about shortage in the industry, we can sit back and say, woe is us, we're a small community airport, we're going to be the first ones that are hit, or we can help establish and develop these partnerships that make a big difference. And the same goes for mechanics in our industry as well. So there's a lot of career opportunities that are available in aviation. And any way that we can help provide an introduction, we want to do that.
Nicole, when we come back, I want to talk to you about airport business in the state. I know that you talk with airport leaders consistently, and I want to find out how's Michigan doing when it comes to that. We'll do that next. I'm Tony Connolly. This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
The attorneys of Foster Swift, Collins & Smith offer legal counsel to businesses, families, individuals, and municipalities throughout Michigan. Clients know they can count on Foster Swift for all their legal needs, from straightforward wills to sophisticated business transactions and complex litigation. Learn more about Foster Swift and how they can assist you at fosterswift.com.
Welcome back to Media Business. I'm Tony Conley. We're talking with Nicole Noel Williams. So through our conversations, Nicole, I know you mentioned to me that you consistently and constantly talk with the leaders of Michigan's other airports. How's airport business? What's the latest? What are you folks talking about when you get together?
Yeah, it's Michigan as well as throughout the United States. So I'm involved with Airports Council International and engaged in their legislative, their policy committee. And we're talking about some of the issues on the national level, right? So where are decisions being made in DC pertaining to FAA authorization for access to airports, the amount of frequency we have, funding for future projects? And I'm part of that group that's, you know, really focused on how do we help continue to get support on the federal side and the funding to go forward so we don't have unfunded mandates. So we don't have experiences where we've got steps being taken down to all of us airports that we don't have the funds to help support and pay for. So it's a great opportunity to stay connected with our partners in DC and making sure we're voicing some of these concerns or issues that might be sitting out there. On the local side, some of the great things that we're able to work on with the Michigan Association of Airport Executives. Again, I'm involved on the legislative side. We've been able to secure some additional funds for MDOT Aeronautics to put incentives in place to attract new airlines to our state. So neighboring states have a funding source that traditionally falls through their economic development components at the state level. For us here in the state of Michigan, this is the first year that there's been some focused funding on airline incentives to attract new airlines to the state of Michigan. And actually, this new service with Breeze will be partially funded as an incentive through this program and the funds that we were able to get secured through MDOT Aeronautics. And this is just an initial step. We need to be competitive to neighboring states. We need to make sure our consumers throughout the state of Michigan, whether you're up in Marquette or if you're down here in Lansing, that you have access to get connected to the world. Getting us from our locations to a hub, allowing that international and domestic connectivity is so extremely important.
So, Nicole, is what you're saying that you receive funding federally as well as statewide to support these airlines so they get money from you to come in to help pay for those services?
Correct. Yeah. So depending on the agreement or how the arrangements are worked, and every airport can kind of manage this in different ways, but focusing on like marketing and awareness. We have a new airline coming in here, even though they've been flying, like Breeze has been flying for MSU, for Michigan State University Athletics. So think of your basketball teams, both men and women, have been using Breeze throughout this past year to get to their away games. And those same types of relationships are being had with other charters, but they've been a great supporter in and out of this region. But it helps us to provide further awareness to now this new service that they're committing. You're looking at a multi-million dollar aircraft that they're bringing into our state. How do we help support it to grow?
Nicole, what else can the FAA, can the federal government, can local and state government do to help our airport, to help all of Michigan's airports?
Well, and I think one of those key things is assessing infrastructure. And over this past few years, there's been a focus as we came out of the pandemic of putting those dollars into infrastructure on the federal side as well as on the state side. So for many of us airports in the state of Michigan, we've been able to go and apply for additional funding for key projects that are competitive grant projects based off of maybe it's cargo ramp expansion, or maybe it's improvements that are necessary to your terminal, or maybe it's access to dollars to improve runways and taxiways. Those dollars have been available as we've come out of the pandemic. And many of us in the state of Michigan for airports have been able to secure some of these dollars to support infrastructure and making sure we're prepared for growth.
Nicole, best trip you've ever taken?
Best trip. I was able to participate in Habitat for Humanity Capital Region and do a build in Africa. We flew to Kenya, went into Nairobi. It was the most moving, inspiring trip ever. My oldest daughter, Mackenzie, was able to go. And then my husband and my youngest daughter was able to come over at the end as we dedicated this home to an incredible lady in a village to help support her and her grandchildren that she was raising alone. Very moving, incredible trip, added a few days safari to it. But yeah, that ranks as number one on the list.
How do people find out about trips like that where you can serve?
Yeah, there's a lot of entities here in this region that could use support, whether it's serving for build and projects within the United States as well as abroad. But it's definitely staying connected with those nonprofit organizations between Rotary and some of these other groups like Habitat. There's options there and available, but you're going to have to do a little research and reach out to folks on those options.
Okay, final question for you. Most challenging trip you've ever taken, but you were able to overcome it and still have a good time.
Oh, you know, I love travel. So, I mean, even a situation where my husband and I took a trip, we grabbed the bag off the conveyor belt and everything went flying everywhere, broke, or luggage not arriving at the time we need to leave and go somewhere. You adapt and move on. And I'm not one to sit and worry too much. It's like we figure out how we can enjoy whatever the situation is that we're in at the time. So I don't have any crazy stories, I don't think, to help share on that one.
Nicole Noel Williams is the president and CEO of the Capital Region Airport Authority. As always, Nicole, I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Tony.
I'm Tony Conley. This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network, and we will see you next time.